Welcome to Savvy Offer Hub, a podcast created to help you scale your business with digital products step by step in a way that works for you. My name is Eva and I'm here to bring you years of behind the scenes experience and insights to help you to create the business you love, seeking the path of least resistance, simplicity, and taking messy action is what we're all about around here. I hope this podcast will inspire you to take that next step. Welcome in yet another episode of the Savvy Offer Hub podcast. Today we're talking all about making sales, and I'm gonna be bringing you literally behind the scenes of how people buy in my spaces, how people buy from me, how they get from first knowing me to actually making that decision to purchase a product, and what are like crucial elements along the way. Before we dive into it, I just want to remind you that we have just launched the Savvy Offer Hub community space. It's a community space for women digital product creators. If you are on that path to creating or considering creating your digital product, and you want to explore more about exactly how to, and you want to do it in a supportive environment where we have the community, we have learning materials, you can ask your questions, you can receive feedback and some specific support you might need, and all of that is within this space. The intention of this space is to help you to take action, to move forward, to try things out and just see what happens. There is no one perfect fit. There's no one perfect path to go. There isn't just one right answer for whatever it is that you might want to be building and creating. And I want to help you inside this community space to find that perfect fit path for you and not be afraid to experiment along the way. If that sounds interesting to you, you will find a link in the description, or you can head directly to yourcoursecreationlab.com/hub. Now, let's talk about making sales. Actually, having this community space, growing it, and enrolling the first members is one of the reasons why I'm here right now recording this episode. I just had like this sudden inspiration moment where I started writing about this because I'm posting these types of behind the scenes inside the community. I will also be creating like a more in-depth guide about all of this inside there. Plus, I'm kind of doing like everything at the same time. I also started creating Instagram posts about it. And then I was like, okay, we just need to complete the package and create a podcast episode about it as well. And funnily enough, today, my day was packed as it was. You know, there are so many things I had to do. But when the inspiration kicks in, I just have to follow the lead. Like, I cannot let it go unless I actually do the thing. So here we are. So one of my favorite things about how people buy from me is the simple fact that almost everyone who has ever bought anything from me, they have enrolled in several different products over time. And almost every single one person is a repeated customer. And once you're creating digital products and selling any type of offers online, it's really the best feeling ever to understand that what you're putting out there is useful. People are resonating with it. They want more of it. There's nothing like more exciting than knowing that and actually seeing those repeated customers just come in yet another space. But how do we get to that point? How do we get to the point where you made that first sale? And how do you get to the point of actually seeing repeated sales? And I actually have to say that repeated sales element, it does depend obviously on the experience you're providing. You have to make sure that you're targeting the right audience, that you're providing what they need, that you're actually giving the guidance, not just some fluff. And you want to be sure that either it's a free product or low ticket or high end, you provide the value within each of them. You're actually giving actionable advice, information that is useful and that is not like just some generic info that they can find online. Either way, today we're not going to be focusing as much on the product creation part as we're going to be talking more about the marketing and the actual sales funnel and how they move through it. So one of the key elements here is my free and low ticket offers. And I have to say that it's especially free product. So my freebies. Most of my sales happen, and I would say like 90%, but at some point it might as well like be a full 100 or like very close to it. Most of my sales will happen through email marketing. And most of my buyers, most of people who have enrolled in either of my offers, they have been in either one or many freebies. So rarely anyone, if ever, like I haven't specifically noticed this, but those who buy from email marketing, they have started by enrolling in the free offer. It definitely has to do with the fact that there isn't really that many other ways to get in on my list. Like I don't have a simple subscription box anywhere. I'm just always promoting my free offers. They're on my website. I lead Pinterest pins into my free offers. I talk about them on Instagram. So people have many ways how they can enroll in the offer that is relevant for them, and then they become a part of my mailing list. Now, the thing is that even those who later see me talking about the offers, like for example on Instagram, or maybe they have like initially found me through Pinterest, so that's how like we kind of met. But at the end of the day, even if like our first touch point was somewhere else, the actual sale, like the actual decision to buy, usually will come from email marketing. So even if somebody is like watching my Instagram stories and they see like the marketing, the promotional information about the offer, they might not be as likely to click on that link there as they are to click on the link in the email. And sometimes they will click on the link in the stories and later actually buy through the email anyways. Now, I can't provide you a visual here in this podcast episode, but I will have it posted on my Instagram post about this specific topic. And it's actually one of the screenshots of one of the people who have enrolled in this new community space. Because I'm usually curious like that. I don't always follow like everyone and everyone's path, but sometimes when I'm like in this mood of exploring how the person got to that buying decision, I will literally like just go into that mailing list and check out like the profile of the person to see where they enrolled, what they have been reading, what they have been opening. And it's just like incredibly interesting for me to explore all of that. So I have shared a screenshot from one of these people, and the thing is that it's a repeated occurrence in my business. I have many people who buy who have a similar profile when it comes to my mailing list. So this specific person, they received 90 emails, okay? It's a lot of emails. They have received from me 90 emails. And like I have my regular mailing list where you receive like one email per week. Right now, since I started actively podcasting, I have expanded that into two emails. So it's like two emails per week, 8 emails per month. Here and there are like some additional promotional emails. So let's say I'm sending out 10 emails per month. So 90 emails means that this person has been on my mailing list minimum 9 months, probably like a bit longer because there are some periods or have been some periods where I'm maybe not as active. So I would say like a year. 90 emails would equal more or less a year in my mailing list. The other statistic here is that they have opened 98.89%. I would think that there was like probably just one email if we're like looking at that statistic. I don't do math, so I don't know, but I would say there's like probably one email that they didn't open. This means that they enrolled in this list interested in what I have to offer. And this circles back to free offers. This circles back to you being able to provide free offers that are relevant, free offers that make sense for your audience, free offers that they see and they're like, yes, this is what I need. And another insight that this screenshot provides is that this person in my mailing list, they have enrolled in all of my free offers. So we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 free offers. Currently, I think that sounds about right. I have probably 6 free offers out there. Plus, last year, they did enroll in one of my paid offers as well. So it's 6 plus one of the paid offers. Now, as I launched the community space, they also enrolled in this new community space. So what can you learn from this? Again, this is not just one case. And in fact, like most people who end up buying will have a similar profile. And I have to say that it's not the only way to go, right? There might as well be people who see you, they find you online, they find you on Instagram, through Google or anywhere else. And they're like, yes, I need this like right now. They're gonna buy right away. There are people like that. Then there are those who are like interested to see, to explore, to take their time. And they will have to like first meet you and first like learn more about you, what you're all about, what are the things that you talk about, what are the things that you promote, you know, what do you stand for? And then eventually they will buy, so they need more of that time. But what we can get from like this profile is that first of all, people are interested in the free offers, which, you know, there's a lot of talk in the online space that free offers are like out and nobody cares about them anymore and people enroll in them but don't really use them. But again, it's important that you create offers that actually make sense, that they actually want to see, that they actually want to learn from, right? I still stand by free offers. My clients also have had great success with free offers. Usually those are masterclasses that do the best because you can create that bit of more personal connection, but also things like checklists and like some PDF downloadables, if it's like straight up and to the point, they can also provide a lot of great value. So again, back to like this profile we go, they have gotten a lot of free offers. So usually it will be at least one, sometimes more, and in many cases, all of the free offers they got. So they're excited to learn, they're excited to explore, to learn more about like a specific topic. Another thing, another important element from this statistic is that there are high email open rates. So most people who will end up buying, and again, I have to say like most people because it will not always be the case, but most people who decide to buy at some point, they have been avid email readers all along. They're interested to be on my list, they're interested to learn, and they're getting value from the information I'm providing. And the last but not least element here is that they are buying repeatedly, which is like the best part, as I already mentioned. Like, and actually there's like a fun insight in how bigger businesses run. They will always focus on keeping the retention rates high. I think I'm saying it correct, and the retention is not the opposite of what I'm thinking. They want to focus on keeping existing customers around because acquiring new customers, like making sure that a new person will get interested and will buy, is more expensive. And not everybody will be doing ads, but if we're thinking about bigger businesses, like big brand names, it costs them less to keep an existing customer around versus attaining new one. And here's a fun fact. Many platforms, tools, and apps, whatever you're using, when you're canceling, they will offer you some limited time better deal. Or sometimes it's not even limited time. Sometimes it might just be a better deal. So whenever you're canceling, especially if it's about the expense, you can mark that you're canceling because the expense, they usually give you like that small pool where you can choose the reason why you're canceling. So you can cancel and say that it's because like it's not in your budget anymore, or like it's too expensive, whatever is the option. And they are very likely, not everybody will be doing that, but it's very likely that they will be offering you a specific deal. And I actually was doing the same thing earlier today, and I got 50% off for the next 3 months. So the platform I'm talking about is Keysearch, and it's an SEO focused platform where you can like research keywords, and basically it will help you to build up your SEO score by creating more optimized posts. Now, I have done like a lot of work for optimizing my posts in my website, and I just know that for foreseeable future, it will not like particularly be my focus because I have already done that work and I kind of like know my direction. So I was fully ready to like eliminate that expense and maybe return to it later. But like for now, I knew I won't need it. I don't like keeping subscriptions that I don't actively use. I'm like very mindful about it. So yeah, I was going in there canceling and I was marking like the price as the reason. And actually I am on a good deal. So it was very triggering for me to actually let that deal go. But yeah, then they offered me an even better one. So the whole reason why I'm saying this and how it like circles back to how people buy, it's important that those who are in your space, that you actually value those customers, those who are in your mailing list, those who are on your Instagram, actually make sure that they understand that they are a big part of your business, like they matter. And one of the ways how to make sure that your audience knows that you value them and how to keep those sales coming even year after they have enrolled in your list, it's to write the emails. Writing emails is the key, and so many people overlook this as something that they do only when they promote something specifically or launch a specific offer. So most people will receive tens of emails from me before they buy. This means that I have to show up, I have to be in those emails. And as I mentioned, like 90 to 100 emails is around 1 year of receiving emails from me. Last year, I remember specifically finding, like seeing a person who bought from me after receiving 300 emails. I think they have been on my list for like 2+ years. And they had received like tons of emails before they made the decision to buy. So you have to make sure that you are showing up for your list. You have a plan for writing those emails. Because sometimes when they just enroll, when they're just becoming part of your universe, it's not going to be the right time or it's not going to be the right offer for them to join, but they're still interested. So it's important that you ensure that people keep seeing you. And those who will not be interested, they will unsubscribe. So that shouldn't be a worry or that shouldn't be like a big thing that you're overthinking. And one last element I want to talk about is like you might be thinking, okay, but where do those people come from? Like, how do you actually get to connect with you? So I have to say that, and this is also something I have mentioned like in several episodes before. So if you're interested, just check for some episodes about like showing up and selling. You will hear me talking more about that as well. It's important that you're showing up because there's no one path how these people come into my universe. It's not only the emails that make them buy. For some, sure, but for many, it will not be only the emails. They will be interested, they will be following, they will be seeing me elsewhere. For example, many follow me on Instagram, and what I have noticed that those people who do follow me on Instagram, they don't always like my posts, maybe they never even see them, but they are active story viewers. And again, not everyone, but many who end up buying have been following my stories, but they will not always like show up in the comments or likes, and in fact, with most, I've never talked before. So it's not as important maybe to always see them everywhere. It's just important that they have connected with you and that you are in front of them to some extent. And then we have Pinterest. Pinterest is a major lead driver in my business, and you can also access your passive lead gen plan where I talk about Pinterest inside this membership, inside this community space. Many people come into my spaces from Pinterest because I pin pins leading to my blog posts and leading to my freebies. So some people will first read my blog post and they then enroll in the freebie, and others will actually enroll in the freebie, or maybe they have had even more extended journey in my website. Maybe like they've been checking out landing pages and just eventually they found something that really interests them. And the last but not least is Google. And I have to say that Google still is like my weakest link in my business. But there are people who find me through Google. Mostly those are 101 clients, but it's not always the case. And sometimes even those who were interested in 101, later then they discover something else and they get interested in other offers. And yes, that's also one of the things. I have had people interested in my 101 offers, and eventually they understood that it's not the right fit, but they still stayed around, and later down the road they either purchased or enrolled in either of the other offers. And that really wraps it up. And I know this was a bit of a longer episode, and the key thing I really want to inspire you to do and I want to remind you to do is the email marketing. And there are obviously many benefits to that, but people buy through email marketing. It's a great way to build trust. It's a great way to make sure that they know what you're all about. Plus, the open rates in email marketing will always be higher than the rates that you're getting on Instagram or anywhere else. The last but not least really is to keep showing up, even if you don't directly right away see the value in that. Like, for example, you're posting something on Instagram and getting 2 likes. It doesn't matter. Just keep showing up because the right people will come at the right time. They will see you. They will enroll in your offers. And even if at some point, for example, you decide to use ads or like any other methods of like attracting new leads, your online presence will still matter and it will still play a big role. Now, that will be it from me for this time. I hope you enjoyed this episode. I hope to see you inside our community space where you can learn more about all of this, all the behind the scenes, and I'm sharing a lot more of like day-to-day things as well. So I hope to see you inside. You will find the link in the description, and I also hope to see you in the next episode.